brought to you by Penguin. The Half Bird, written and read by me, Susan Smiley, with Ishan voiced by Charlotte Davy. Chapter 1. Ishan is soaring, wing on wing, snowy white against Jurassic skies. Cliffs packed with relics, traces and tracks, fossils and footprints. Tiny dinosaurs glide on gale-force winds, a sky full of birds. The angle just so, feathers flattened to the gusts, ascending updrafts, rising currents. Brilliant and bright, the time of their lives. The wind is rushing, the gulls are screaming, a raucous gathering in a storm. I'm flying too, eyes wide, heart lifting, breathing it in, all that air. There's no one here to break the spell, to crash this party, no one to stop us. We're above and apart, up with the birds. I've never known this kind of release, this boundless joy. A sense that I've found it. The untold story about happiness and freedom and life really giving, that it can be simple. I found something. It was nothing. An absence of something. A yawning, empty horizon. No rules or restraints. No one with their better way of how to go. The only way my own. The freedom of that. That rushes and lifts and just overruns you. To belong. Unfathomably, right here in this wild place. We climb higher, we dip lower, we lean with the breeze, judging the gusts. The wind force builds and bends the bluff. Ishan responds with grace and with calm, steady she goes. As with the birds, their breastbones like keels, she is made to glide. On the wind, through the waves, her sails flattened, her hull carving white horses. As joyful as me, we are sailing. A quarter of a mile off, in a collision of cliffs and sea, there's a raging line of surf. The English Channel, churning powerfully. Bright foaming crests like teeth untethered, tumbling over sea green. A confused mess of steep waves. I stare in sudden and quiet horror. Scan the horizon from the headland out to sea, searching without luck for a break in the frothing line. St. Albans tidal race, turbulent overfalls, stretching as far as the eye can see. Some 15 miles on the other side of this barrier lies sandy Weymouth, our destination. Now it feels like a distant dream, approachable as Atlantis. The joy, the freedom, the sense of belonging, gone. What in the world am I doing? I don't know. I don't remotely belong here. I don't know what to do. My friend Saoirse is with me, in her early 20s, on her third ever sail. I'm calm on the surface, like a swan on a lake, feet kicking below. Nerves building, I consider our options. We could turn around, but with the tide against us, we wouldn't make it back to pool before nightfall. A place of narrow channels and grounding sandbanks I'd rather not navigate in the dark. It's going to get rough, I say. Hand on the boat at all times. My stomach is lurching, my heart thuds as the building swell pummels Ishan's hull. We are going into the tidal race. The better choices were the ones I had failed to make. I should have timed our westbound arrival to coincide with high tide at Dover, when the water calms a little here. I could divert 4 miles to sea and bypass the race, or head inland, weaving around the rocks on the inner passage that runs more gently, but a nerve-wracking 50 metres offshore. If anything goes wrong, snagging a lobster pot, losing steering, you're right on the rocks. It calls for calm conditions and a confident skipper. We have gale-force winds, gusting against the tide, and me. In any case, I don't know these options. In my jaunts day sailing along the south coast, I had remained blissfully, shamefully, unaware of tidal races. Now I would be relying on beginner...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?